This is the Accounting Influencers Podcast
with Rob Brown and Martin Bissett.
And thank you to our special sponsors, Iris Software, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I think people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD Phase 1 because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where do they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That stands for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.
Welcome to this week's special guest interview, and I'm delighted to have with me today Nick Vrio from Metal at NatWest. Hello, Nick.
Hello, Rob. How are you?
We're great. Lovely to have you with us. Nick, you are part of the team there at Metal. Just for people that haven't come across Metal, NatWest, you, tell us in 60 seconds what it is you do.
Yeah, sure. So Metal is a challenger bank for SMEs started by NatWest. We like to think we're giving people the financial confidence to turn their passion into an opportunity. So we help SMEs get a business account in minutes via mobile app and start trading. And as for my role, I lead business development and partnerships at Metal. So I focus on distributing Metal via third parties and specifically accountants and accounting software provider.
Now, we have an international audience here, Nick. Challenger Bank, define that for our global listeners.
It's mostly about the customer experience, right? So it's new banking propositions that are redesigned from the ground up. Most of the time, there will be new brand, a bit like First Direct was probably like 20 years ago to HSBC. They tend to start by providing a mobile app only experience or a mobile first experience. You can apply entirely from your phone. There is no paperwork. There is no branch to visit, nothing. It's fast. It's simple. It's all mobile based. The products tend to be simpler to start with. So most challenger banks start by being e-money providers. There are a few examples. Manzo started that way. Tide are an e-money provider. Metal is an e-money provider. What that means is, in effect, we're providing a wallet to customers. They can hold sterling and they can make payments and receive payments in sterling. And then the proposition is developed over time. And it tends to be developed around specific customer needs. So challenger banks don't try to replicate the Barclays, NatWest, and Lloyds of the world. They tend to follow a customer-centric approach where they try to answer like their needs.
Are challenger banks all over the world? Are you international?
So Metal is not. So we follow the same strategy that NatWest have, which is we focus on the UK market. But yes, like it's a phenomenon that's been happening across the world. In France, they call them the neobanks. But in France, you've got Conto, who are spreading across Europe. There are like in France, in Germany, and Italy. In the US, you've got Chime. So there are examples everywhere. Like it's basically a perfect storm of technology has become cheaper, more accessible. It's become easier to start a financial services company in the last few years, more friendly regulation, et cetera, et cetera. And so there are a lot of new entrants who are trying to take market share away from the incumbents.
Of course. And you mentioned the lower barrier to entry for challenger banks. Is it crowded then? Are there lots of people doing what you do? Talk to us about the competition.
So if I talk about a few of our competitors, right? So like the obvious ones in the market, you've got Starling, Tide, Monzo, Revolut, and they've been at it for a few years now, like 3 to 5 years, I'd say. So they're having good success. They have a good proposition. They've built like strong brands, et cetera. And I think some of them are starting to work to go over the hurdle of trust that I was mentioning earlier. Mm. And then you've got like a lot of smaller players, and we're one of them at Metal, right? But like the likes of Anemone, you had Coconut, who obviously like pivoted away from banking and more into the accounting side of things. You've got Counting Up into that space. You've got Cash Plus, who were more of a traditional prepaid card provider, and they are pivoting like to becoming a full stack bank. So it's quite a crowded market.
And this must be driven by the younger generations of business owners, because the millennials, the Gen Zs, the Gen Xs, these are young people. They're not used to walking down a high street and going into a bank to do their finances. Either they want it in the cloud, they want it digital.
We did some research earlier this year with YouGov at Metal, and we found out nearly every other adult in the UK has had some experience of getting income from a platform, right? Like with a gig economy platform in general. That could be Airbnb, that could be Uber, that could be Deliveroo, that could be a number of things, right? Or selling things on Etsy. And it's huge. Like as in half of the adult population has had an exposure to earning side income. And then the contribution to the UK GDP is estimated to be 125 billion in the next 3 to 5 years. Again, massive numbers, right? So there is something that's happening, like a shift in society that we're very keen to help with, to support at Metal.
And how important is it that business banking links to cloud software? I know you have a very good partnership with Free Agent, Nick, don't you?
If you're going to be running a business, you probably like want to have your like wrap your head around three things. One is get a sense of the health of your business. Are you making money? Do you understand how you spend, where you spend, that sort of thing, right? And I think like here, it's a combination of, okay, you're probably going to need a business account. You don't want to leave like to mix your spend and income up with your personal expenses and income.
Yeah.
And the second thing is you're going to need some help in interpreting that data. And that help might come in the shape of an accountant and or accounting software. So I think today, and that's what we've been doing with Free Agent, obviously very successfully, we created an integration between Metal and Free Agents. So we synchronize bank transactions. So what you see in Free Agent is what you see on your bank account. We synchronize the receipts that you can capture from the Metal app with Free Agent. So it's another part, important part of getting ready for tax is the record keeping. We help people categorize transactions in the Metal app. These transaction categories flow to Free Agent as well. They are very important because transaction categories will often underpin tax rules.
And your role is head of partnerships and business development. It seems like you don't go directly to the businesses. You work through other fintech vendors and perhaps accounting firms. How do you work with them? And what are the benefits of that for them of working with you, Nick?
The way we approach the market and the accounting market in particular is primarily through software. I speak to accountants. But actually, I spend a lot of my time focusing on how to create value by bringing Metal and Free Agent together. What we want to do is have an integration, have a product as Metal that makes sense for the customer, have an integration that, again, adds value, removes hassle for the customer, removes hassle for the accountant. Metal is free, so you don't have any monthly fees, you don't have any transaction fees when you use Metal as an account. You can chat with your customer service agents via the app, and that modern feel is super important. And we're by NatWest. So the trust element comes in every single time we speak to accountants about Metal.
You're very passionate about what you do, Nick. If the accounting firms, professionals listening, or even the fintech vendors want to have a chat to you and talk more about what you're doing, what's a good way for them to reach you and find out more?
Either via LinkedIn or accountants@metal.co.uk, accountants with an S.
Thank you so much for your time and the fascinating insights into the world of banking and business relationships. That's been great.
Thank you very much.
It's been a lot of talk recently, Martin, about Docket being acquired by Aris. They've got some super big plans and we are proud to have them as a partner of the show. What's going on over there?
Well, Docket, if you don't already know, is document management, workflow and portal solutions for accounting and tax professionals. They have a demo waiting for you. They have a webinar waiting for you. They have an entire explanation, really, the whole suite available to you. So where do you go? It's dead simple. You go to docket.com, that's docit, Docket.com, where you can do any of those things right from their homepage. That's docket.com, docit.com.
Yep, and what I love about their software, it integrates with all the tax, accounting, audit, engagement, and all the other software applications. It's just so sweet to use. So docket.com, go to it.